Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 6, preaching to the dead. Now the title itself is difficult, but the verse holds many problems for us. Let me read it to you, 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 6. This is what Peter says. For this is the reason the gospel was preached, even to those who are dead. Now, this version has now dead, so that they might be judged according to men in regard to the body, but live according to God in regard to the spirit. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 6. There's a whole host of interpretations made upon these verses. Individual phrases, the connection between the individual phrases, and the overall view. Take, for example, this question of the dead. Now, I must be brief. These are brief thoughts. I warn you that others will take different line on certain aspects of what I say. Now, the dead here. Is Peter talking about the physically dead or the spiritually dead? And there's some preaching going on. Now, who is doing the preaching? Does it hark to back to chapter 3 and verse 19, where some think that Christ, after his burial, went to the spirits in hell and preached? If so, how did Christ's preaching to dead spirits enable them to live in the body and in the spirit? Verse 6, that's what it says afterwards, that they might live in the flesh and live in the body and so on, and live to God. So, in the spirit. Now, how is that possible, if that's the reference back to 3:19? As I said, when I was reading some manuscripts, this one here, some versions have now dead, preached to those who were alive and preached to them when they were alive, but they've now dead. Or, as I said, is it spiritual, not physical death at all? The preaching of the gospel is to the spiritually dead. Or is it to people who were alive once, but are now dead? The preaching was, of course, during their lifetime. And the verse goes on to say, for this is the reason the gospel was preached even to those who are now dead, so that they might be judged according to men in regard to the body. What is this? Men having an opinion about them? Or is it martyrdom? And so on. There's certainly a warning here about judgment. And then again it says, but live according to God in the regard to the Spirit. What is going on here now? Is it to do with John 5? You remember Christ saying about preaching to the dead, addressing the dead, Lazarus, John chapter 11, Lazarus come forth and so on. Or is it, as in John 5, in some parts of it, preaching of the gospel leading to regeneration and conversion, in other words, gospel work? Is it preaching to the spiritually dead to see their conversion and to see their lifetime judged by men, criticized by men, and so on, but living completely to the glory of God in regard to the Spirit? Now, as I say, there's all these versions. My own view, and it's tenuous, but it is my view, that this is, the now should be there. These people were alive, but they're now dead. Or it could be the spiritual dead. I'm not sure about that. The gospel is preached to sinners. They're spiritually dead. They have to be regenerated. And once they're regenerated by the Spirit, under the preaching of the gospel, they're brought to faith in Christ and repentance. The rest of their lives are made up of two parts: judgment according to men, criticism and all the rest, separation from men. But they're living according to God and unto God in regard to the Spirit. In other words, we're talking about the gospel ministry. Now, I'm not absolutely sure that that's what this is saying, but that's what I leave with you to consider for yourself. There is certainly a warning to any unbeliever here. The preaching of the gospel is the great matter. But it's your response to it that counts. Well, he's a poor preacher, he's a good preacher, he's a middling preacher, it was a good sermon. Okay, that's all right. But what about the hearing? And above all, what about the obeying of the gospel? Mary said, whatever he says to you, do. Happy are you, says Christ, if you know these things, if you do them, yes. And James says, don't be a hearer of the gospel, but a doer also. First and foremost, that's to believers. But there is a word to the unbeliever, too. Don't become a taster of sermons. One sermon, one gospel sermon, penetrating the soul, lived out, is more to the glory of God than 1,000 sermons just passing over the mind. May God bless these weak thoughts, preaching to the dead. Oh, may the dead hear thy voice, O Lord. Awake. Waken the dead, Lord, preaching the gospel to the dead. May it be with power today. Amen.